Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss, and I am beyond thrilled to bring to you, to me, a living treasure, which is Lorna Byrne. Lorna, such a heartfelt welcome.
Well, I'm delighted to be on your show and to join with you and, you know, and all your listeners as well. And let there be great light and great miracles and blessings for everyone.
Beautiful. I very much feel that is already so with your presence. We, listeners and viewers, as you know, we start with prayer, with invocation, and then we have a very big treat, which is Lorna is going to join me in that. And then we will have I'll tell you about a little bit more about Lorna Byrne, and then we'll have a beautiful, relaxed conversation with the angels and God and most of all love. All right, my beloved, so if you would just close your eyes, unless you're driving, and just open your heart and just connect to the angels all around you, within you, surrounding us, just enfolding our planet with light. And call yourself forward evermore into the presence of God, of love. And just be aware now of breathing in light and love, and just breathe out anything less. Just melt with the out-breath. And now breathe in love into all parts of you, all the love of all the universe. And as you exhale, you let go of any stress, negativity, karma. We just ask that that all be taken. Anything less than light be taken and transmuted perfectly as we gather in the name of the Christ, in the name of love, in the name of all that is holy. We ask to be beautifully protected, filled, and surrounded by the light of the Holy Spirit, that we might come together in the name of love, in the name of that which is truly our living truth of oneness. We call forward, of course, all the great archangels, all the beautiful angels that would come to assist us, and we so give thanks to God. We send a special blessing to all those on Lorna's prayer scroll, to sanctuary, to her ministry into the world. Open your heart now, beloveds, and receive as Lorna joins us in prayer. So, Lorna, when you're ready, please bless us.
Well, I'd love to say this prayer that the Archangel Michael gave me a long, long time ago. And I suppose one thing I have to say about this prayer is to remember that it's God's words. You know, God gave it to Archangel Michael, and part of the story about this prayer is that when it had been written and given to publishers, they kept saying it's not proper English, and they wanted to change it. But you can't change God's words, and that's one thing you must always remember. So I'm just going to bless myself first, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer of thy healing angels that's carried from God by the Archangel Michael. Pour out thy healing angels, thy heavenly host, upon you all and upon those that you love. Let them all feel the beam of thy healing angels upon them, the light of your healing hand. I will let the healing begin, whatever way God grants. God bless us all. Amen. So I ask for all of those blessings and whatever God will do for everyone that has heard that prayer or it has touched them. So I just love, I love that prayer in the sense of it has gone all around the world, and it's, I have to smile. It's even said at weddings and parties and, and things like that. And just to know and to feel that it's God's words, because it's God's healing hand, even though he uses his angels, you know, it's the heavenly host. It's the Holy Spirit descending upon you. That beam of light. It's just the way that God has put those words. So simple and so plain. So I just, what would you say? I thank Archangel Michael for that day, having the patience, because I'm severely dyslexic, for me to write down a code, and then for my husband, Joe, before he died, to write it out. So thank you. And God bless.
Beautiful. May it be so. And amen. And beloved listeners in the silence, please add your prayers that they might be conveyed to the heavens by the angels of light. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. That was so beautiful. I love that prayer. I've read it several times, and it, to me, it so carries the most gorgeous frequency.
Well, I love it as well, because it has such a long story attached to it, you know, being in my bed and Archangel Michael standing at the side and he having the scroll, and I had to root and get paper and a pen, and I can't write as such, so I had to do it in a code. But yet it was, my husband Joe could translate it, you know, because he could understand. And in a sense, I was learning the words as well. So powerful, powerful words, but yet so plain and simple.
Often that is how it is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, my beloveds, I know most of you, if not all of you, know about Lorna, but I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her, and then I'm going to tell you a secret about my relationship with Lorna that even Lorna doesn't know, but is about to. It's quite beautiful. So Lorna Byrne is an international number one best-selling author, where these are just a few of her books, with more than a million readers around the world. Her books, Angels in My Hair, Stairways to Heaven, A Message of Hope from the Angels, and Love from Heaven, have been translated into 30 languages. Lorna has been seeing angels since she was a baby. Very unusually, she sees angels physically with as much clarity as the rest of us see people, and she sees them every day. This diminutive, soft-spoken, uneducated Irish woman says she has no idea why she can see angels when others can't, adding that she is just an ordinary person. Lorna is thrilled to have recently launched Sanctuary in Thomastown, Kilkenny, Ireland. It's a place where people from around the world of all backgrounds and beliefs can come together to share, learn, and develop spiritually, hand in hand with Lorna and guided by the angels. And we will tell you all about Sanctuary in just a little bit. So that's Lorna. And Lorna, I want to tell you why this is particularly special for me to be connected with you.
I'm dying to hear.
So I, too, have been seeing angels since I was a very small child. And I always, but I too was guided not to tell anyone until I was an adult. And I always wanted to read books on angels. And I would pick up, I would buy books, I would, people would give them to me, and I would pick them up with great excitement, and then I would drop the, I would read part of one sentence and then drop the book, like it was burning me. They just would not allow me. I'm sure they told me to not read the books, and you know, we don't always listen the first time. And I just, I couldn't, and I think it's so that I would trust my own attunement. So that I would have to go direct. And that has helped me help other people to trust their own attunement to angels and to God. Fast forward decades of being a spiritual counselor and an angel guide, and I am finally writing the books that Archangel Michael told me I would many decades ago. And I had renowned spiritual literary agent named Bill Gladstone, and he got me this multi-book deal, and I really borrowed his confidence in me. And then he died, and I was devastated. I really loved him, and I was just, you know, like, how do I do this without him? And what I heard inside is, now you can read a book on angels. Only book I have read on angels.
Angels in my hair, beautiful.
Angels in my hair. And it was so resonant for me. And it was just such an encouraging, hopeful experience for me. And I thought, I need to be connected to Lorna. I have no idea how that would happen. You're across the world. You know, I didn't know anybody who knew you, and I had asked several people. And so I said to the angels that I was experiencing around me, I said, and I've never done this before or since, I said, if it's the highest good, if it's God's will you whisper to her, angels, and connect us? And then I let it go. And literally a few days later, my publisher said, contact this publicist, but not for 6 months. 6 months, because my book is not coming out for a year. And they said, you know, not yet, it's way too early. And the angel said, call her now. And so I called her, and of course that was Beth Grossman, and she connected us.
Yeah, I know Beth. Well, I have spoke with her and met her in New York, and she's absolutely a lovely person, you know, through at heart. And I just have to smile. I love the way, how would you say, I always tell people, it's not about angels. It's about God, you know, and I love the way God uses his angels to get our attention, you know, in that way, because most people of all faiths and none, you know, we might call them spirit guides or other names, but it's like, you know, we feel we can trust them, you know, where the rest of the things that happen in the world we're so uneasy about, you know, we're looking for that light of hope. And God has the angels giving us that light of hope, which is actually wonderful.
It is absolutely beautiful, and I think underutilized. People are not aware that they can talk to their angels. They can be aware of them. They can work with them, and they are never alone, even for...
Well, yeah, I just say to people all around the world, and I have written it in Angels in My Ear, you know, God has given you a guardian angel. It's a gift. It's the gatekeeper of your soul, you know, and it can never leave you for a second, and it loves you unconditionally. No matter what you believe you've done good or negative in the world, or what you think of yourself, your guardian angel loves you unconditionally. You're its number one. And a lot of the time, I suppose, we have thrown away our guardian angel in one way, or we have thrown our guardian angel into, you know, a drawer in that sense, you know, or a box. But why would you throw away a gift God has given you? You know, we shouldn't. So God has given you a guardian angel and other angels, you know, to help to guide us through life, to help us to discover more about ourselves spiritually, because we are a human being, but we're a spiritual being as well. And we have this incredible soul, this spark of light that is so tiny, but yet so enormous. And I know I haven't been educated in schools or universities, but I have been educated by God and the angels, you know, and to me, they have taught me everything I know. Like, I get so surprised when, you know, I'm doing a workshop teaching people how to connect back to nature, back to God, and back to the angels, Our Lady, you know, and in among the group you have a lecturer, or you have someone that has come from Oxford and is, you know, highly qualified, and they say to me, you know, they have so many questions to ask, and then I'm looking at them and saying, but haven't you been educated in Oxford? You're a professor, you're doing this, that, and the other. Do you not know this? And they look at me and say, no, we want to bring it back, you know, to share it. And that's actually wonderful, because we have to change spiritually. And I just thank God for making me the way I am, normal in that sense. You know, I can't read or write, you know, but yet, what would you say? God and the angels have just taught me so much, and it is incredible. My whole life is a miracle. It has been hard, but I wouldn't change it for anything. And I have, you know, I know I was called retarded, you know, and lots of people would say, oh, you're not allowed to use that word anymore. But that's what I was called. So why can't I use it? Why can't I say it? Like, you know, but to me, I wasn't really. It was just that in Ireland way back in the 50s, they didn't know what dyslexic is, you know, why you couldn't. And I am severely. So it's kind of, I'd be looking at you if you're giving me directions, what you're talking about in that way. But your guardian angel is real, and you have a soul. And one thing I was shocked about was, you know, the Holy Spirit is extremely powerful. The Holy Spirit is God. The Father is God. You know, God has just so many names across the world. But I got a terrible shock. It was a few years before the pandemic, and I was asked by leaders of different churches, including the Catholic Church, rabbis, bishops, priests, ministers, I don't even know, imams, I don't even know all the names of all the different faiths, and they're all powerful, and they've all helped us all, even up to now, to grow spiritually. You know, they were the beginning of it in that way. And grant you, it wasn't always good, you know, but we wouldn't be where we are today. But they asked me a question that really shocked me, and they just asked me, Lorna, is God real? Mm-hmm. Yes, God is real. I'm afraid. I have to tell you, God is real. Don't doubt it, and don't wait till that last moment of your human life to discover that. Why not discover now? And, you know, it's my life is at the moment, what would I say? You know, certain words that God has always said to me, and these are God's exact words, so I always have to, because I'm dyslexic, I have to get them right in my head as well. He would say to me, Lorna, many are called, few are chosen, and very few of those few that are chosen say yes. Yeah. But I have to thank God and thank the people that have said yes, because we wouldn't have the sanctuary only for them. And I know lots more have to say yes as well, because all the things that God has shown me is just so incredible, no matter what we think is happening in the world today.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Tell me what, if you would, what you're aware of right now with the angels who are surrounding us and helping to amplify our experience of our soul.
Well, the room here is full. An angel hostess is sitting on the stool here.
Ah.
And there's an angel looking in the window, all dressed in pink. And now when I look at your flowers, they're pink too, your roses, but it's a different pink. But they're there to help us to, you know, grow spiritually. And it's like reaching to ourselves. You know, I think we just forget ourselves. We're so full of worry and anxiety. You know, we've lost hope in that sense, and we're full of anxiety and fear, especially the young now coming up. You know, parents, when we should trust and let that all go. You know, I often say to someone that's severely with anxiety, you know, and it may be, you know, that they have OCD or something, but OCD can fill you with anxiety and fear. But it's like, how would I say, accept it? Mm-hmm. Because there's hidden gifts there. A person that has OCD or anything like that, they have other gifts that are, what would I say, so unique to them in the sense that a person who doesn't have that, you know, doesn't have that gift. And one of those gifts is that they question something to find the answer, to solve the problem. You know, what's that word the angels are using? I tell them, like, they're like analyzers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can analyze things. You know, and a lot of people that suffer in different ways and, you know, they don't call on the spiritual side of themselves. They don't call on God, you know, to help them to see beyond the anxiety or the fear that is holding them back, instead of using it as strength, or taking that deep breath and stepping back and knowing it's okay, I'm going to be all right, I can do this. And of course we can do this. Sure, look at me. Can't read or write. I am severely dyslexic. I'm right across the board. I was considered retarded, and yet those highly educated come to the workshops as well and ask the questions that they should know, and yet they
don't. Because I think you give them something that goes well beyond the mind. Is when we go directly to source, that fills us with our soul and the awareness that we are being lived by a loving God, and all is always well. And I think the angels can help move us more into that awareness, to amplify that state of living from our soul.
Yes, and the God's angels do that all of the time. I suppose for myself, it's normal and natural. You know, God and the angels never taught me those words that I hear now, and here I'm looking at people. You know, what's my destiny? You know, what's your dream? Where am I going? What's my future? You know, all of those words that, what's my purpose in life? They mean nothing to me, by the way. They have no meaning whatsoever. And I would love mankind to lose those meanings then, whatever they are, because it sets you free.
Yes.
I don't have any plans for tomorrow. Other people have plans for me now, but
yes.
I don't have plans, but yet I know there's people out there in the world that hopefully they will say yes to God and give us a helping hand, you know, for all those things that have to change for the future for mankind. You know, sometimes I ask God, you know, you said 300 years and more, and I know you've told me lots more. And I can't tell people that. And God is saying, no, Lorna, you only can write, tell them only so much, because if you tell them everything in one go, it will blow their mind and they won't be able to take it. So I love the way God, you know, has me put these little bits into the books as I go along. Even the throwback, you know, and now mankind has AI.
Right.
The throwback is an example of AI, you know, and I've had researchers and scientists, you know, just saying, oh, I see now. And I said, yes, that's where mankind must always remember not to overstep the boundaries.
Absolutely. Well, and at this time of so much going on, I mean, there is a lot of darkness on the planet, but to me, much more light as well. People are opening up spiritually in a way that they weren't decades ago. And so, but with so much going on, you know, with the wars, the U.S. politics, the climate change, etc., what is your message of hope for us, and how can we utilize the angels to be in that state of optimism? What's your vision for the future?
Well, I would say it's not my vision. It's the vision for the world. It's the vision of mankind. It's your vision. It's everybody's vision out there. It's that spiritual connection that God is giving to everyone, you know, to see the hope, to see that we can get through this. I know mankind can, because God has shown me the future, and he's shown me so many of them, and some of them looked negative, but there are so many wonderful ones, but they all come together as one. I know we get through this, you know, and to me, I would love people to have that hope in their heart and to show more love. It is to show more love. It's to show more kindness. It's to not judge others, and it's to recognize the blessings that you have in your life And it's in a sense like you're sitting there and I'm sitting here and we're talking to each other. What a blessing that we can do that. I thank God that we can do that. And in a sense, we're sitting here in peace. There's no violence going around us as such. And I know maybe where there is others, there is violence. But we have to reach out and help others as much as possible to open up spiritually, to put that love out there.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
I wonder if, because you have such strong spiritual sight, if that is part of why the dyslexia, so that you would have to go directly to your spiritual sight, because you don't read and can't get from God.
Yeah, I suppose, like, if I hadn't been born that way, if God hadn't made me that way, I would have been educated like everybody else. So I would be part of the big pack where I'm different. I'm outside the box. Mm-hmm. I'm outside the box, you know. So, yeah, I'm different. I don't understand human beings at all. To be honest.
Is it hard for you to live here?
Yes.
Because tell us about that, because I think it's hard for a lot of people who have the spiritual gifts. It's much easier for them to awaken spiritually, but living in this physical place with these strange beings, it can be challenging. We can feel like a stranger in a strange land. You seem to navigate it beautifully. Tell us more.
I suppose I navigate it okay in that sense. But yeah, I do find it very hard to understand human beings, why you don't understand things, why you don't, you know, why can't you all see angels? Why can't you all see through the eyes of your soul? I can't understand that. Why can you not hear God's voice as clear as you're hearing mine in the actually hearing it? You know, not just in your mind, not just in your dreams, not just in a meditation, you know. And why you can't see what I can see? I only tell you a little bit of what I see. That is all. Like, but yet I know mankind is capable of it, because I'm a human being as well, but the human part of me, I know more of the soul of God than I do of the human being.
Yeah.
You know, and what would I say? And love is a huge portion of being spiritual, because of being connected to your soul, to God. Like, God is in you. You have a soul. That spark of light is God. God is actually in you. You know, why don't you realize that? Why don't human beings realize what they're capable of? All of the incredible things, you know, for that intertwining to happen. And I know when that happens, and it has already begun, but it'll depend on how fast the human person accepts the spiritual part, accepts that I'm not just a human being. I have a soul, I'm a spiritual being. I actually don't die, but the human part is to live for now. And when the intertwining happens, the human part of me won't get sick anymore. And I don't die. You know, it's so incredible. And when you have people ask deeper and more types of questions, and they're human and they're asking me these questions, I don't understand why humans don't know this already. I think
they're not attending to it like you do. Like you, it's your living, breathing reality.
It's normal. Yeah, it's normal. Yes, it's normal for me. Like, you know, and I suppose since Angels in My Hair came out and the other books, and meeting different people and meeting scientists, because they often asked to meet me and just talk. And yet they, what would you say, they have proof of so many things that they're searching for, and they're just looking for more proof. I just wish mankind would, to me, why don't you wake up? Why don't you allow children to remain awoken, because even now we're teaching children that, you know, you have to take when, you know, we don't need to take as much as we take, and we need to, in a sense, spiritually connect back to nature, because nature has given you everything that is around you and is on you.
Absolutely. Well,
you know,
yes, and I know that that's very much an opportunity that is available at Sanctuary. It's in the midst of nature, and I think that is part of it is human nature, if you will. We can as humans focus on what feels safe, what we feel we can control, what we can prove, and yet that is not at all who we are. Who we are is this divine soul, and that's what angels can remind us of if we could only utilize them more and awaken to them more.
Well, I believe mankind is awakening, you know, and I believe we're trying too hard to get into tune. Like now we have it across the world in different countries, we're teaching children well-being, I think that's what they call it.
Yes.
But that's spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that mankind doesn't want to admit openly that we have to teach children how to love, how to be compassionate, how to have hope. You know, that's all spiritual part.
Yes.
You know, and I love that Sina coming into schools, teaching children well-being, how to love and all of that. But you have to ask the question, what happened? Why did we lose it? That's the big question. But it's lovely seeing, you know, even those highly educated and, you know, ruling the world in a sense, you know, bringing spirituality into the classroom, even though they're calling it a different name because they don't want to admit that this is the spiritual part of mankind, that mankind has to keep alive in order to survive. And it is in order to survive.
Absolutely. We're at a pivotal time right now. And I think there is, people are awakening. They're very much more open than they were in the past. And I think that will only keep increasing. Even though there are challenges, they can also bring us even more into that spiritual strength. But we have to go to it. We have to take that divine pause and connect to that spirit that is always within us.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And I will put all the links where people can go and donate and come visit Sanctuary and participate in really making the world such a more beautiful, soulful place. One person at a time or many groups at a time. And it's very easy to see the photos and the videos of Sanctuary on your website. And all of that will go in all of the shows so people can partake and help. So do please click on those links. And there's many ways to give, to volunteer, to visit. So it's a very beautiful service that you're doing. So I thank you, and the world thanks you for what you're doing.
I don't need any thanks. I just thank you, and I just thank God. It has nothing to do with me. This is God's plan, you must remember. This is all God's doing, and it's
absolutely.
If God calls you, it's up to you to say yes or no. God will never take away that choice or that free will, and neither would I.
Yes, beautiful. Well, let's move into a brief meditation, and then I'll tell folks again where to find you, and then we'll be complete with this exquisite blessing. So everyone, if you would, just again, unless you're driving, close your eyes. And if you are driving, just open your heart And let's just take a deep breath in and breathe in all the love of God, the joy of the angels, and as you exhale, let go of anything less than love. Just open to the miracles of this precious present, being aware that this moment you are always sourced by your soul and filled with the light of God. And so just now be aware of opening your heart and touching heart to heart with all those present, all those listening to this, all those connected in this action. And just be aware of holding hands with your guardian angels, with archangels, and with the whole world of God's loving children, connecting heart to heart, soul to soul, and knowing you are never alone. Your guardian angel blessing you, counseling you, holding for you, that you might live, as Lorna so beautifully mentioned, live from soul, see through the eyes of soul, even into this world, that you might perceive the incredible gift of life right now, this moment, that God has given you and continues to give you with every breath. Be aware now of what plan God is calling you into in this very moment. And all you need do is say yes. Say yes to kindness. Say yes to compassion. Say yes, a simple, sweet, soulful yes to the beloveds calling you to love more, to help more, to hold more, a vision of light, of us coming together, intertwining religions, intertwining cultures, creed, faith, that we come into one religion, which is the religion of love, one creed, which is the creed of light, one race, which is a golden race, which is reflective of our Father, Mother, God's endless grace. Might we come together in this sanctuary of the heart, knowing that we are all one, we are children of God, and that we are blessed beyond measure. Take a deep breath, breathe in those blessings, open to your angels, open to God, and know that you are indeed the presence of love. And so be it. Amen. Is there anything you would like to add, Lorna?
Well, I would just say to everybody, you know, remember prayer is powerful. Whether you say off prayers or whether you sing in prayer or whether you even dance in prayer or you meditate, prayer is extremely powerful and it can move mountains. So I would always say, if you stand on your head to pray, then pray. It doesn't matter what way you do it. Because God hears every prayer, and the angels of prayer are like a fountain of water coming down, but it's going up, and it's millions of angels enhancing our prayers. So yes, please pray, and pray for peace. Pray for mankind to bring back, what's the words I've been told to use? Bring back into our lives the love of good morals, if I'm pronouncing the word properly, you know, of love and kindness. You know, let's bring back hope. Let's bring back peace when we have the ability to do so, and we can. All of us can. Let's be part of that intertwining, you know, of the human body and the soul, and bringing back peace and love and hope, all those gifts we cannot buy. They're not for sale. Let's bring them all back individually, each and every one of us.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you so much, Lorna, for joining Live Your Love. This has been such a blessed time with you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I thank God for meeting you. Okay.
Aww.
Even though it's only online for the moment, but please God, we'll meet in person, or maybe you will bring a group to sanctuary yourself and we share a stage or whatever. Whatever.
That would be beautiful. I would love that. We will definitely keep in touch and bring more angels and joy and hope into the world. So God bless you in every way, and sanctuary, and all the many souls that you help. And thank you so much, beloved listeners and viewers, for joining Live Your Love with the magical Lorna Byrne. Join us next month with Rebecca Campbell, very beautiful best-selling author and force of light as well. So until we meet again, thank you. God bless you. Live your love. ¶¶